What's going on, gang? Welcome to a brand new Tuesday episode of the Lev First Show. We're here. If you're excited to be here, if you like this podcast, take a second, screenshot your phone or whatever you're listening to this on, and post it to your Instagram story. Tag me. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to everybody that fucking came through to the Lev Fern Friends show last week. That was so fun, man. That was so fun. God damn it. It was a Thursday night, started at 10 o'clock. If you're coming out to a 10 o'clock show on a Thursday night, you're rowdy. You are rowdy, you are fun, and that's the kind of people I want to hang out with. We had such a good time. We had a few patrons in the house. Emily showed up. She's been a fan of the show for years. It's always so fun to meet people who have been listening to the show for a while, man. And they're always the best audience members. The fucking best. My new jokes about friends dying and, you know, all kinds of crazy shit. It's all working, baby. It is working. So it was so much fun, man. The next one is going to be September 23rd. If you're in New York City, September 23rd, come out. It's going to be at the Stand, 10 o'clock show again. Get your tickets. The link is in my link tree and all that shit. I'm getting smarter about this whole, promotion and all that shit. I hope this audio level's all right. Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing fucking gigantic headphones right now, okay? I just am. You want to know why? Because every time I don't, at some point in the episode, my hair gets so fucked up, I look awful by the end of the fucking recording. It's really frustrating. So I might go to the barbershop today, go get a haircut. I might do like a fade on the sides, take it down a bit, you know what I mean? Make it a little short, because that way you're kind of always presentable. If you're going to have long hair, it's going to be chaos. I mean, I'm not going to put time into making it look okay. I'm fucking not. I get that, you know, that's a me thing. But it's just not something I'm willing to do. I'm just not willing to look in the mirror and put fucking goop in my hair. That part of my life is over. I did that when I was young. I had a mohawk in middle school. I had a faux hawk freshman year. I did this shit. I used to blow dry the hair. Not for me. Not my personality type. So I might cut it down a bit. I know you're thinking, Lev, you gained some weight in the face. You really want to cut it down? Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I think I'm talking myself into a haircut right now. I think that's actually what's happening. This started off as a joke, but you know what? I might just have to cancel this episode. Who fucking knows what's going to happen? So yeah, I got these headphones on for no real reason. I'm not listening to anything through them. Originally, when I was about to record this episode, I got all this new software so I could like pull up. Right here, I could pull up a fucking internet browser. Right here where this part of the screen would be, I could put me in the corner. And I could comment on videos. I had all these fight videos pulled up. We were going to commentate like how we do on Twitch. But the problem is I can't do that and record into GarageBand this audio for the podcast at the same time. My computer starts really becoming a nervous Nelly. Okay? As soon as I start doing that. So, I can't be doing that. I can't just make my computer have a fucking heart attack right now. But I need to upgrade this thing. I need to fucking upgrade this thing. And then we're going to really be in business. But in the meantime, you can subscribe on YouTube and join the Discord. The Discord is fucking awesome, dude. It's running all day. It's free to join. There's a private channel, which is a little more intimate for people who are patrons of the show. It's $5 a month. $5 a month, and we're gonna do our first Discord Patreon hang this week. So if you're like, what the fuck do any of these words mean? Okay, they're all different apps. Okay, Patreon, you get the bonus episodes, which I drop from time to time. Okay, it's hard to get guests, and I'm trying to get you guys fucking guests. All right, so those come out on weekends If not, and then you also get extended cuts of the episode, but you also get the private access. You get to support the show. You get to do these things. Shout out to Megan Dye. We had a few come in over the last week. Shout out to you guys, man. Thank you for joining the pod. But yeah, so we're going to, on Discord, you can also do like video calls and all that shit with like groups. So we're going to do, I think this Sunday is going to be our first. If you're, I think this one I'll open up to all patrons. If you're a patron of the show, everybody's going to jump in. We're all going to hang out for an hour, shoot the breeze, see how that goes. It should be cool because most people that listen to this show are actually really fucking cool people. So it shouldn't be too bad. It should be fun. But yeah, we'll probably do that on Sunday. I think that's it for announcements. I think that's it, man. It's harder to hear my accents in these headphones. They're a little deafening, I'm not going to lie. But did you watch the fight? Did you watch the fight? Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. I mean, man, I got a lot of thoughts. Did you watch this fight? I think Jake Paul takes a step back from boxing now. I think he probably was in that fight and was going, you know what? I think I've hit about the wall of who I can fight. And it's, and because this is the thing. If you watch boxing and you watch Jake Paul box, you're like, you realize any boxer would destroy this guy. Destroy him. I mean, his fundamentals, as he just looks like a beginner out there, man. I don't know. Like in the Askren fight, he looked great because he got it over in a minute. But in this fight, like he can't, his legs look tired from the start. He was crossing his feet. That's a big no-no. You're not supposed to cross your feet because if you get caught while you're crossing your legs, like just think about it, act it out. Put one leg crossing over the other. You can't turn left. You can't turn right. You're locked up. Your legs are locked. That's why boxers never cross their feet. They always step in the direction like which with the outer foot. So. Like, but this is all just, like, very beginner, basic level shit. And it's still fucking, it's catching him. You know what I mean? Like, I just think any boxer just destroys him. I think he knows that. I think he got knocked a couple times by Tyron Woodley. Caught a couple of hits upside the dome, you know what I mean? Vinny Mazzarelli pulled up, gave him a couple of fucking swings, cleaned his clock, you know what I mean? Gave him a couple. Nothing too crazy, nothing, you know, he's going to forget about it, but a couple of little shots might have broke in there. So, I can't even tell if I'm hitting these accents with these headphones on, I really can't. Yeah, my life's chaos, but listen, I think everybody expected Tyron Woodley to lose that fight. I think if you expected Tyron to win that fight, you're tripping balls. You need to get those bulls out of the way because you keep tripping over them. You understand? Yeah, he's just, you know, he doesn't let his hands go. He's afraid to fucking swing on people. And Jake Paul's team is not going to actually put him against serious risks. You know what I mean? I think they were even surprised at how much of a fight Woodley put up. The guy's got like $100 million fucking dollars from owning a webcam. All right? They're not going to put him against somebody that's a legitimate fucking threat. You think he, like, it's all, this is the thing with, this is, I think, what Jake Paul saw in boxing. He's like, oh, shit, all the greatest boxers ever very carefully pick their opponents and get their opponents at the right time. So that way they're minimizing risk. I can do that. I'm a fucking YouTuber. So I don't have to fight boxers. I can fight fucking... He fought a basketball player. He fought a fucking wrestler. He boxed a wrestler. I think up next he's going against like his high school football coach. So like, yeah, if you're boxing for 3 years straight and that's all you're doing, you're going to outbox people who aren't doing that. That's just how it's going to go. This is the thing, though. The thing about Jake Paul, man, like I want to like him. I liked him after the last fight. After this fight, he just kind of seems like a dumb guy. You know what I mean? Like, the way he responds to everything, like, when he's... I don't know if you've watched any of these clips. Like, he just seems like a dumb guy. Everything he says is just kind of like, ugh, you know? It's all very, like, put on. It's all very, like, I think this is cool right now. It's flimsy. You know what I mean? It's flimsy. Pop culture is very flimsy. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, you're it's the lowest level of the drug. That's what he's providing you. But it's just, I don't know. It's very hard to like that guy now, I think. And also, this is the moment I realized he's kind of a dumb guy. Was this original bet in this fight was the loser had to get the winner's name tattooed on him. Like, Tyron was going to have to get I Love Jake Paul tattooed. That was already a bet in place. Then after this fight, Woodley goes, hey, let's do a rematch. And Jake's like, I'll do a rematch if you get my name tattooed. It's like, you already won that bet. Why would you make that part of the second bet now? It's like, that could have been a whole separate thing where you were like, oh, are you going to honor our first bet before I even consider this? Like, I saw that. I was like, kind of a dumb guy. That's kind of a stupid move. It's not really how bets work. I do respect that he's making a fuck ton of money. I respect that. He's selling out fucking stadiums. What was that? The stadium where the fucking... what's fucking Cleveland's NBA team? The Cavaliers. I mean, who gives a fuck about the NBA? Talk about a sport where literally nothing matters until the final minute. It's like, why even do the whole 2 hours of an NBA game? Why don't we just have make it a two-minute game every time? That's the only part of an NBA game that is exciting and watchable, is the last 2 minutes. Why don't we just start games like that? 2 minutes left. Everybody's got one foul. No timeouts. Boom. Let's play. I'll watch every game. I'll watch every fucking game. That should be the NBA's plan. I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, it's a two-hour fucking game, and nothing matters until the final two. It's 148 to 149. That's what it gets to, and now it's like, all right, let's fucking see what happens. I just don't get it. I mean, what sport is watchable now besides fucking combat sports? Football is fucking 8 hours of commercials just being jammed down your fucking throat. It's not even about football anymore. It's just fucking medical companies pushing their bullshit down your fucking throat, dude. That's what football is today. Who gives a fuck? A video of Tom Brady hammered walking out of a fucking party is 10 times more entertaining than any fucking NFL game you're gonna watch. Right or wrong? Right or fucking wrong? I mean, it's like fucking crazy. That's the one thing soccer gets right. You know what I mean? They're very light on the ads. They don't do any commercials till halfway. At the 45-minute mark, they hit halftime. We're now going to sell you stuff for an hour. After then, right back into the game, you don't see any more fucking commercials. That's great. That's fucking great. But, I mean, what other sport is fucking watchable, dude? Like, it's just combat. What? Besides boxing and the UFC, like, what is watchable now? That's just not just fucking 100 hours of ads, man. Life is too short to spend our lives getting bombarded by fucking marketing agencies. Is that fair? Is that fair enough? I mean, it's really fucking unbelievable. I mean, like, yeah, I pay for YouTube Premium. Yes, I suggest you pay for the fucking Patreon so you have zero ads. And if you are an advertiser, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. As you can tell, we really love ads here. We are big fans of anybody who wants to market anything. So if you want to advertise something on this show, just reach out. That's all you got to do. You know, we will treat you with the utmost respect here at the Lev Fur Show. That's what we'll do. That's my promise to you. He's fucking... dude, I'd pay I would pay a monthly fee of $100 just to never have to be hit with any ads across any platforms. Period. Period. Oh my God. Who made that noise? So yeah, man, Jake Paul fucking wins another one. I'm glad at least they said it was like a split decision, so that way he's not getting like a fucking another clean win on his resume. But I'm not loving this kid. I'm not loving him. I think he's got a super hot girlfriend. I'd love to meet her. But other than that, I mean, other than that, who gives a fuck, you know? Who cares? It's just like, it's just kind of gross. Like, you see these, like, influencer LA people, they're just kind of fucking gross, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of disgusting. Like, ugh, just that whole vibe. They all have their lips done. Every chick has got their lips done. They got brand new tits put in. They're all cut up. Like, they're 18-year-olds. They're looking 24 now from the fucking surgeries they're doing. Like, it is nuts, man. These chicks are just slamming their faces full of shit by the time they're 19. It's also like, ugh, it's poison. It's poison, this fucking influencer culture and all the people around it. It's really just gross. I mean, like, you see these ringside girls at these fights. Like, there was a couple of hot babies, a couple of sweet honey possums. You know, ring girls at this thing. But they're young, but you can just see, like, they had their whole shit. And yes, they look amazing. They look incredible. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, on paper. But, like, how do you, like find the soul of somebody who's just their whole face is just Botox the fuck out? Like, no part of their face functions the way it was originally designed to anymore. How do you see the soul in someone like that? How do you emotionally connect through 6 inches of silicone? How do you do it? And that's that whole fucking town. Ugh, everybody being nice to each other because they're worried somebody's a somebody. What if he's the director of... What if he's not? You ever think of that? It's just gross. It's fucking gross. I hate this this air of these people I just hate people that really make themselves... you know what I mean? It's like people that go to the fucking Hamptons, dude. Like, when I see the, like, footage of people that go to these Hamptons parties, it's like... Ugh, it's fucking 40 white people all wearing the same white linen and the same 2 companies of clothing, and their fucking friend who's not a good DJ is DJing, and everybody's holding up their fucking rosé acting like it's the greatest day ever. Yuck. Yuck, dude. And the whole reason they do it is because they think it's exclusive. This sex, you know, ugh, bro. It's just gross. I don't know. It's just fucking gross. Like, I'd much rather go to any fucking, any spot in the city with a random ass mix of people and be amongst people. Be amongst real people. Not some fucking dude who's a dentist that's now doing his shift on the fucking turntables DJing. I just, ugh, it's just gross. I don't know. It's just such a, I just find it a little disgusting. I don't know what it is. These people gross me out. They gross me out. This whole thing of needing to feel like they're in an exclusive thing. It's just, I mean, like, it's like people who pay for Soho House here in New York. It's like $2,500 a month for a bar with a pool on it. That's what these people pay because they want to feel... They want to feel something. That way they don't go to bed thinking, I'm a loser. I have a membership that costs $2,500. Maybe it's that per year. I don't even know. I don't even fucking know. But look, it's fine. You know, when you're young, it's like, oh, yeah, we were it. So, but then you get a little older. You're like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? I got cool shit in my apartment. But yeah, I got cool shit in my apartment. You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather get a group of friends, go to a board game store and play a board game called Secret Hitler. It's a lot of fun. Look it up. It's a real thing. Yeah, do I dress up for it? I do. But I like to get into the game. So yeah, just... If you want to have a happy life, just kind of stay away from Hamptons people. There's not a lot of genuine... you know. There's not those kinds of people. You know what I think you get. I think you get what I mean. We got a lot to talk about. Donda dropped. Donda, 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 Donda. Yeah, that Donda. You heard the intro. Is it a really bad intro? Yeah. Is it some kind of deep art that Kanye figured out? I'm sure it is. But I'm about 40% through the album. And Fuck my ass, man. There's like maybe one bad song so far, and it's not even a bad song. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm literally drinking a cup of tea right now. Green tea with a little honey. If you're doing tea without honey, you're doing it wrong, honey. Yeah, look, Jail is a fucking amazing track. God Breathe, the hook is pretty weak, but the song is good. Off the Grid, kind of a banger. And I don't even usually like that kind of music. Hurricane might be the song of the year. Is it an amazing Kanye verse? No, but The Weeknd is unbelievable on it. The production's fantastic. When that little chorus comes into the back of Don't Let Me Down, and it's like super fucking, you know, like, oh, it's just great. It's moments of brilliance. That song has moments of brilliance on it, man. That is a song. If I was listening to if I was Drake right now and I'm listening to this fucking album, I'm sweating. I'm like, oh fuck, he dropped some good shit. Who saw that coming? Not me. I thought honestly, you're never gonna get a great Kanye song again for the rest of your life. There's a bunch on here. Remote Control fucking bangs. Jonah. I like Jonah a lot. Really fucking dope hook. Lil Yachty should never be on a song again. I don't know what the deal is there. That kid fucking sucks. I hate the way he talks. Can't stand him. Okay, pretty fucking good. So that Moon is great. That's about where I'm at so far in the record. I haven't listened to all the, like, Keep My Spirit Alive, like all that shit. I haven't listened to all that yet, but this album's got some fucking bumperoos on it, let me tell you. It's got some fucking bumperoos. I am genuinely shocked that in 2021, Kanye is still dropping fucking good albums. It is kind of crazy because when you look at the last two records, Jesus is King and Ye, those albums sucked. They fucking sucked. Like, it's amazing that he's capable of doing something that shit and also capable of doing this kind of stuff. To me, this record kind of reminds me of The Life of Pablo. It's kind of up there, you know, sonically. I need more of a listen. There's probably too many songs on it. But I like with this record, you can hear different parts of Kanye's albums all over it. You know what I mean? There's some tracks like, I heard a guitar on it that came straight out of fucking My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It sounded just like the Devil in a New Dress guitar. You're hearing a lot of fucking that part I like on Hurricane with that heavy synthesized backing. That's straight out of Yeezus. That reminds me of On Sight. Right when that break, I give us what we need. You know, that's like him give those moments of music he's giving you. It's cool to see, like, all these different areas of Kanye. And then he's got the Lauryn Hill track. What was it called? Believe What I Say. That's a fucking bumping song. And that's a little more in that fucking late registration college dropout feeling to me. So it is fun. This is a fun record. I think the critics are already giving it, like, a 4 out of 10. Look, if you're looking, I don't even think the album's done yet. Like, it doesn't have artwork up. It doesn't have fucking, I think he's going to do the same thing he did with Pablo, where he's like kind of still working on it for another year. I think that's a really cool way to work on albums, too. You're kind of letting people in to the process at the end. It's kind of a fucking cool thing. That way, every time you edit something, it's kind of a little promotion of its own. Who else is doing that? You know, you edit a thing, and the kids go to Twitter, and they're like, Oh, my God. He changed the drum. Oh my God, at a minute and four on Hurricane, he changed the drum. And now everybody's listening to it again. You just got a fucking whole new stream of people listening to the song going, oh my God, he did change the drum. Holy moly. So we're living in exciting times. That's the point I'm making. We're living in very exciting times. Kanye's dropping a new record. Drake is supposed to drop this week. I have very low expectations for that album. I'm a huge Drake fan. I got low expectations. I just don't know what else Drizzy's going to talk about, but we'll see. I'm in the mood to be surprised. You don't think I like a surprise? You don't think I like a surprise? Then you've clearly never put your dick into the bottom of a box of popcorn next to me in a movie theater, because if you had done that, you would know. I would have reached in for extra butter. I like a surprise. That's what I'm saying to you, children. What the fuck am I even talking about? Get some merch, people. I'm redoing my website today, so by the time you're hearing this, the website will probably be up. But get some fucking merch, man. My dumb ass keeps forgetting to wear it on the podcast. It looks fucking fly. I wore my shit all day yesterday. Got two hoodies, one in white, one in black. I am ready for it to get cold, let me tell you. Nothing I want to do more than put my own fucking hoodie on, seal it shut, and go about the town. Nothing I want to do more than just be fucking cozy as shit. So get a goddamn hoodie, support the show, share it. This is a good show. Let's be real. It's a good podcast. It's pretty fucking good, okay? For a one-man job, I think it's pretty solid. Could there be some minor edits? Could some things come out quicker? For sure. Is that going to happen? Unlikely. But I always make it up to you. I feel like I always make it up to you in the end. But yeah, listen to this Kanye album, man. It's fucking, it's great. It's great. And after you listen to that, this is what I wanted to show on the fucking, the pull-up thingy, where I could put the internet over here, you know, on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe. Go ahead, do a little clicky-clink. But yeah, after you listen to Donda, which is going to take you about 4 business days, because the album's about 2.5 hours. This is what I love. Like, Kanye, when the last round of albums he was doing, he said, an album should be 7 songs. It shouldn't be no longer than 7 songs. That's it, 7 songs. That's how I know it's a great album or not. And every album he did was 7 tracks. Now, 28 songs, 27 songs on this fucking thing? 27? I mean, woo, you're mixing it up. I think if he cut this album down to 10 songs, people would be going, this is one of the best Kanye albums. I really think so. I think if he made it, if he picked his fucking favorite 9-10 songs, didn't do the super long, you know, the fucking awful intro, that shit. I get it. He did it for his mom. It's a memory of his mom. His mom died. Listen, I think if she heard that intro, she'd be glad she's dead. Woo! Guns blazing today! But yeah, after you fucking listen to the Donda Roo, go to YouTube. Type in NPR Tiny Desk T-Pain. Holy fucking moly, people. Holy moly, listen. It's good. It's good. It's real good. It's real fucking good. It's great. I would even say it's great. His renditions of Up, Down, Drinking Patna, fucking fantastic. Really something. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. I'm just letting you know. I'm just telling you. You're going to fucking love it. So go listen to it. T-Pain is the realest motherfucker, man. He does interviews about how he went broke. Did an interview about how Usher told him he ruined music. I mean, T-Pain will do an interview about anything. You could ask him to break down a cookbook. He's like, it's an interview? You're like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. He'll take any interview. I bet I could get T-Pain on the podcast. I'm about to reach out. I'm about to reach out. How great would that be, getting fucking T-Pain on the show? I'm going to reach out. What should I say? What's up, Payne? Can I call him Payne or should I call him T? Yo, T. T-P. Look here, Payne. We'd love to have you on. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to do that. But listen to that. That's just great. I wanted to play some of it, but you know. We're having some technical difficulties here. We're having some life difficulties. Technical life, you know, whatever. Life is technical. So, we had a dear friend of the show, a real ass patron, been in the fucking Patreon for a minute, heavy contributor. She told a really funny story about she was out, like at a bar. This dude was there, and this dude like. Started talking to another group of people. he was like interested in her. Excuse me, a little COVID. Started talking to another group of people, and he like hugged some 21-year-old blonde chick, and like she left. I'm probably getting the story wrong. But then like later, the dude texted her, was like, "Hey, where'd you go?" And she's like, "You hugged the blonde." And the dude just responded, "What?" But so now I've just been texting random people I know, "You hugged the blonde, dot, dot, dot." Just to see their reactions. People are like, "What?" Just, this is my challenge to you. The challenge of the week of the Lev First Show. Just send someone, "You hugged the blonde, dot, dot, dot." Take a screenshot of their reaction and send it to me on Instagram or the Discord. Let's do it. Let's see what we get. Let's see what we catch. Let's see what we find. Just say that. You're talking to a guy. Just message him. "You hugged the blonde. Dot, dot, dot." See what the fuck he says. See what he says. And the last thing I wanted to touch on this episode is another fucking real ass regular of the goddamn show. She got this guy's number that she's been wanting to talk to for a while. She said, "I want to vote on when I should text him and what should I say. I was thinking tomorrow night, probably not tonight because I don't want to seem too eager." Look, you can skip a day, but I'll tell you this. I vividly have memories in my head. If you've ever thought about when should I text, if you're a guy, it's good to let them wonder for a little bit, maybe a night. But I'll tell you, the times when I've gone immediately after a date or immediately after meeting somebody, "Hey, that was awesome. I would love to meet up again," or "I'd love to see you again." And you do that, if they're on the right wavelength, they'll hit you back right away too. They'll get excited that you hit them up, and then they are like, bam, they're just going to return it. And that is a great feeling when that hits. So don't come in overeager. Don't send 2-3 texts. Don't do none of that. But just go, "Hey, I would really love to see you." Bam. "Or we need to hang out." Bam. "Or we should hang out ASAP." Boom. Whatever. Drop it. Let it go. Bullet in the chamber. Fire it, baby. Don't worry too much about this fucking text timing thing, you know? Don't worry too much about a thing like that, you know what I mean? And that's it. I think that about covers it for the week, folks. I love you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the show. Come to the stand on September 23rd. Come party with us. That show is just the best. It really is. It's just the fucking best. Special guests. Everybody murdered. It was fucking great. Ricky Velez dropped in. He just taped his hour-long HBO special over the weekend. You guys are all going to know this guy. He's so fucking funny. So, a lot of fucking awesome people dropping into this show. It's just so much fucking fun. So, come by, get a hoodie, support the show, join the Patreon, do what you can. Watch a Twitch stream, join the Discord. There's a million different things you could do. And I love you all, man. I hope you have a terrific week. We'll talk. Maybe I'll drop the Patreon early this week because we lagged on the last weekend. But we'll talk about a little health, a little nutrish, a little fitney, a little fitness. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get into it. And if you have an email, send it to thelovefirstshow@gmail.com. We love your emails. Get them in here. Get them in there. All right, guys. Be good. Have a fucking great week. I love you all. Peace. Thank you.